from the Thunderbird logo. They've been patient here. The Thunderbirds have been on defense for about a minute and a half straight.
I think there's a
and we got
stoppage of play. I think it's a warning against the bench.
I think we may.
I don't know if there was a... I don't think a technical was called.
Officials talking things over with the Lodi coach. Lodi's going to keep the ball. They're going to inbound from the far baseline.
So I think he gave the bench a warning there.
Okay.
I don't think anything was called.
Bench warning. Inbound goes to Trader. He penetrates. Misses. Olsen swats it out, but it's right back in the Lodi hands. The possession that would never end. This is three reloads for Lodi. We're ticking down to nearly 5 minutes to play in this one-point game. Fallis, always a threat beyond the arc. He gives it up. Here's a three-point attempt from the left wing for Theo Trader. It is pure. That's a big bucket for the Blue Devils. They lead by four.
And his second three ball tonight, he currently has 9 points.
And we got a hold off the ball. They're going to get Cale Schneider, I think. He was grabbed a hold of Carter Rivas as he was making a cut.
That's going to be his third, fourth team foul here.
Thunderbirds will inbound from beneath their basket, trailing by four. Under 5 minutes to go. Olsen's got it in the corner. He's been huge in the second half. Rivas picks up his dribble out of a double team. T-Birds find Hannigan. They're going to reset. Working on a little pick-and-roll game with Olsen. Now Rivas looking to operate right wing. Hands off to Bauer. Another patient offensive possession. Both teams making the other defense work. Rivas has the ball taken away, and then he fouls in frustration.
Yep. Certainly a frustration foul that time. Just dribbled into traffic there.
That's just it. When you dribble into traffic and initiate some contact, you're not going to get that call. So we're going to have a substitution. Tanner Geckerman will check in.
So that's going to be his first foul. Sixth.
Geckerman replaces Romano Thompson. And let's see. I think we got Elijah Schneider back in the game for Lodi.
So the next foul is going to send him into the bonus, which could be a good thing down the stretch here.
Should be interesting. It's been a great game throughout. Hannigan's got to be careful about drawing a foul on the perimeter here. Nice pass underneath the Fallis, but the T-Birds recover. Nice rotation defensively prevents an easy bucket. However, they find Trader for a wide open three right wing. That's way too long. Thunderbirds with the rebound. Under 4 minutes to go. Here comes Hannigan. Penetrates, kicks out to Geckerman. He'll swing it to Rivas, right wing. Now back to Hannigan, right wing. Looking at Olsen. He posted up, it's stolen away. Trader intercepts the pass, going the other way. He's fouled and scores. A nightmare scenario. An and one opportunity in the open court as Theo Trader scores and draws the foul on Rivas.
So that's team seven, so they're going to be at the line from here on out.
Kyle Kurt returns, replacing Cale Schneider.
And biggest lead of the night for Lodi at six.
47-41. Under 4 minutes to go. The free throw is in the air and good. Theo Trader continues to impress. Thunderbirds face a 7-point deficit with 3.5 to go. Rivas finds Geckerman, right corner, three ball. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Tanner Geckerman with a huge triple. Baraboo again applying a 1-2-2. No, I take it back. It's more like a man-to-man. They've just extended the defense, the three-quarter court. 4-point game. Lodi looking to reset its half-court offense. T-Birds need a stop.
Yeah.
We saw Preston Fallis do a lot of damage in the first half. Theo Trader has been the man in the second half.
Fallis passed up a three opportunity there.
Let some clock run. Milk it with a lead. Rivas basically looking for a foul there. And that was going to be 1-1.
So for Rivas, that's going to be his third foul, all coming here in the second half.
I'm not sure if that was intentional or not, but a little early in the ball game, if it was.
You know, I don't think it's a bad foul necessarily. Depends on the outcome of these free throws.
Right. First one is good. So Kyle Kurtz on the board. 5-point Lodi lead. Second one, no good. Olsen comes away with the loose ball. Rivas finds Hannigan. Bauer picks up his dribble on the baseline. Finds Rivas.
We're going to have to get some better spacing here.
Yeah, a little crowded. T-Birds needed to reset, which they did. And Coach Fish wants a timeout. Baraboo's going to talk things over, try to get a good shot here. They trail 49-44. We are under 2.5 minutes to go. We'll remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. The Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency.
And Pals is a relatively new sponsor for the Thunderbirds. I don't know if you've had a chance to get up there.
I have not. I know where they're located. Yeah, they're a new sponsor. They joined the chamber as well.
Nice
place. Looking forward to checking it out.
Good food. If you haven't been there, check it out.
Who doesn't want to check out a new place to eat, right?
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a back-and-forth ball game. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gannell. The T-Birds seem to be in control midway through the first half, but Lodi got hot. We were all tied at halftime. And in the second half, Lodi has exerted some control, but Baraboo is hanging around.
Well, we've talked about, you know, basketball often being a game of runs, and the Thunderbirds went on an early run, and it's time to go on our second run of tonight's ball game and put this thing away.
Might be due for a run. And we talked, too, about how three-point shooting has been huge. Lodi has done some damage from out there. Baraboo less so. If you could turn those tables, maybe have the Blue Devils cool off and the T-Birds hit a couple big ones.
Olsen's hit a couple big ones
well,
in the second
true.
Half.
Well, that's true. He hit a couple big ones, and Geckerman just hit one. There needs to be more where that came from if the Thunderbirds are going to pull off this win tonight. Baraboo basketball. Rivas thinks about the three. Decides not to pull it. T-Bird's going to work it around the arc. Brady Bauer's going to fire for three from the left corner. That's another Thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds. Brady Bauer with another big triple for Baraboo. 2-point game, under 2 minutes to go. We have got ourselves a winner tonight. Baraboo extending its man-to-man defense. Actually, this is a zone look now. 2-1-2 maybe. And there's a travel. The new look defense forces a turnover. It's Baraboo basketball.
I think it's more of a 2-3.
Yeah. Hard to make it out.
Yep. But it worked. So whatever it was, do it until it doesn't work.
Stick with it. Thunderbird basketball. Trailing by two. 1:45 to go.
Chance for the Thunderbirds to knock this thing up again.
Rivas picks up his dribble. And what's the call here? I missed that.
I think they called it
5 seconds or travel? I'm not sure. Turnover.
I think they called him for sliding his pivot foot.
Hard to tell for us here. We're obscured by the pink-clad student section, which is all on its feet. We got a good crowd here tonight for a non-conference game during the winter break. Rivas nearly steals it away. Lodi regains. They got to be getting close to a 10 count. They're going to call a timeout. Coach Leistico, I was going to say, I don't think possession changed. And there seems to be some disagreement as to who called timeout.
I believe
they are granting Lodi a timeout.
They granted it to Lodi. Possession arrow currently facing Lodi's way.
Good point,
if
partner.
That comes into play.
So it's Lodi 49, Baraboo 47 with a minute 21 to go. Full timeout taken by Lodi. We'll remind you of some other action happening in Baraboo sports. The wrestling team has its bi-state invitational in La Crosse tomorrow. Boys hockey team has a tournament at Stoughton tomorrow. We'll also travel to Viroqua on Thursday. Girls hockey team is hosting Northland Pines tonight. Girls basketball and boys basketball will be in action versus the Dodgers in Dodgeville tomorrow. The girls basketball team also will travel to Mauston on Thursday.
I'm going to be traveling down to Milwaukee for the Quick Trip Holiday Classic.
Is that right?
Yeah. Heading down there tomorrow, and actually My cousin's son, it plays for UConn, and they're in town for that tournament.
Is that
right? And I've never met him. I haven't seen my cousin. She's from out east. I haven't seen her for probably 40 years.
No kidding. Well, that sounds like a fine occasion.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Lodi basketball. They lead by two. Ooh, and we got a travel. A lot of turnovers here. It's a tight game. It hasn't always been pretty, but it's been tightly contested. Baraboo basketball. Thunderbirds trail by two.
Coach for Lodi kind of questioning the floor. I don't think it was the floor.
I don't think so either. It's like whenever you make a bad play, you're suddenly injured.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I couldn't have just made a bad play.
Thunderbirds trail by two. 1 minute to go. We are snug here at Baraboo High School. Can the T-Birds tie it up? Here's Geckerman. He's got a nice little lane to the hoop. His floater. They're going to call goaltending. Yeah, the floater was up near the rim. They're going to count that basket. So that's two for Tanner Geckerman. He's had a couple of clutch hoops here and down the stretch. And we are all tied at 49. 51 seconds to go.
Now Thunderbirds picking up a 1-2-2.
Three-quarter court pressure from the T-Birds. Lodi struggled to break it last time. Here they get across the timeline. And they get a wide open shooter. Trader is going to fake the three. Dribbles, drives, passes, reload. Blue Devils are going to swing it around one more time. Half a minute to go, tie ball game. Crowd picking up its intensity level.
They might be holding for the
last
shot.
Looks like
Lodi
is holding for the last shot. 15 seconds. Here we go, 7 seconds. Three-point look. Trader nails it from the left corner. Here comes Hannigan. Geckerman for the tie. The free ball off the rim, no good. And the Lodi Blue Devils are going to walk off with a thrilling 52-49 win thanks to a clutch corner three from Theo Trader.
No hesitation. Looks like he's done that before.
Sure did. The T-Birds, I wasn't sure if they were going to call timeout and try to set something up, but sometimes catching the defense, you know, in disarray is the way to go. They got a halfway decent look at the buzzer for Tanner Geckerman. Shot was just a little long and off the mark. So your final score, Lodi 52, Baraboo 49. So for the Blue Devils, they improved 4-2 this season. Thunderbirds fall to 3-5. This is a non-conference game. We're going to take one last break and break down the game-ending statistics for you here on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
We are going out
Welcome
tonight.
Welcome back one more time today from Baraboo High School, where we have concluded our quadruple header of Baraboo versus Lodi basketball action. The finale was a thriller with the varsity boys game, Lodi winning 52-49 on a clutch game-winning three from Theo Trader. Earlier on in the action, the JV girls were victorious. in the opening matchup of tonight's action, 37-22. Green and Girls Varsity, the Blue Devils, won 62-27. Blue Devils also won the boys' JV game and pull off a thrilling victory in the Varsity Nightcap. Coming up next for these two teams, Baraboo, like I mentioned, is going to be at Dodgeville tomorrow. They'll be hosting Reedsburg in the new year on January 3rd, and that's the next time John Gunnell and I will be with you for a matchup against that hated conference rival, the Reedsburg Beavers. And the as for Lodi, their next game is going to be at Jefferson on Monday. Thrilling back-and-forth game here tonight. Baraboo led by double digits about midway through the first half. Lodi not only clawed back in it, but briefly took a lead. We were tied at 27 at the half. Lodi managed to maintain a single-digit lead most of the second half. T-Birds were able to tie it up before that game-ending three from the corner for Theo Trader and the Blue Devils. John, do you have our game-ending stats?
I do, and I don't know how good they are.
You look like you've been through the ringer over here.
Second half was kind of tough with these broken cheaters. But first for Lodi, they were led by Preston Follis with 17 points. Theo Trader finished with 16 points. He hit the final three, didn't he?
He sure did.
And also scoring for Lodi was Brandon Best with 4 points, or Landon Best. Elijah Schneider had five. A host of Blue Devils had two, including Tyler Oberling, Caden Ballwig, Kale Schneider, and Kyle Hoffman. For the Thunderbirds, they were led tonight by Dan Olson, who brought out the three game. He finished with 13 points to lead the Thunderbirds. Alex Hannigan had 10, Carter Rivas 8, Brady Bauer 8, Tanner Geckerman finished with 6, Bear LaFever had 3, and rounding out the scoring for the Thunderbirds was Isaiah Romano Thompson with 1 point. Thunderbirds were 7 of 12 from the charity stripe tonight. Good ball game. We talked in the pregame about it. You know, this one possibly being a barn burner. Team's pretty evenly matched on paper anyway, and it turned out that way. Thunderbirds got out to a great start and unfortunately weren't able to continue that momentum. That allowed the Blue Devils to get back in the game, and we had a tie game at the half. Second half was kind of back and forth, but the Thunderbirds never really went on a sustained run, and unfortunately they caught them at the end there, but didn't have the last possession. This was a game where maybe the last possession was going to decide it.
One big shot either way could do it. Boy, it was certainly a thrilling ball game. We hope you enjoyed it, whether you were here at the gym, perhaps listening to us on your headphones, or whether you were listening to us from home on 99.7 Max FM or via the Civic Media mobile app or watching on NFHS. What a thrilling contest. John and I will look forward to being back with you in the new year, January 3rd, when the Thunderbirds host the Reedsburg Beavers.
And you know that's going to be a dog fight. It always is.
We talked about this being a pretty good atmosphere for a non-conference game during holiday week. Well, I'm sure we're going to feel double that emotion on January 3rd.
Yeah, there's something about that Reedsburg-Baraboo matchup that brings out both the best and the worst in people.
Hopefully Thunder Chicken will not make an appearance. And that's a whole different story for a whole different broadcast.
But for our listeners, you know, have a happy, safe new year, and we'll see you on the other side of that.
Absolutely. We'll see you in 2025. Thank you for joining us. For John Gunnell, I am Ben Bromley. Have a happy new year.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
I'm so into you. 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's a 50-plus minute music hour, streaming through with continuous nonstop music. Hi there, I'm Mace Michaels. David Bowie up in minutes, little Billy Joel on the way, and the Rolling Stones are right around the corner as we keep the music scrolling. Well, let's say strut, Stray Cats, here on 99.7 Max FM.
Black and orange Stray Cats sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray Cats strut, I'm a
Leeds cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. From a garbage can.
Max FM.
We'll be right back.
up your face.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
a favorite line in the broadcasting world. Don't ask me why. Billy Joel had it cornered years ago. Max FM.
All the waiters in your grand cafe leave their tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every day. Every drunk must have his drink. Don't wait for answers. Just take your chances. Don't ask. You are still a victim of the accidents you lead. Sure as I'm a victim of desire, yeah, yeah, you're all the servants in your new hotel. Throw their roses at your feet. Oh, fool them all, but baby, I can tell. You're no stranger to the street. Don't ask for favors. Don't ask me why.
Ah!
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Doesn't get more depressing than to just say the world is another brick in the wall or when something happens. Yeah, it's good old Pink Floyd. Coming up on Sunday, yes, it is the big game with the Pack and the Vikings, our green and gold watch party with Dave from the morning show. Emily will be there as well, along with Wendy. Kicks off at 2:30 at Mike's Italian Restaurant. Come on out, watch the game with us, cheer on the Pack, win some prizes too. We'll have quite a few raffle prizes, some jerseys to give away, lots of fun. I'm sure there'll be some food specials as well. It's at Mike's Italian Restaurant here in Baraboo. 2:30, the Green and Gold Watch Party with 99.7 Max FM.
How's it going and happy new year? This is Joe Cortez ahead on this week's Retro Pop Reunion, a special to wrap up the year about what many consider the greatest year in pop music ever. All about 1984 on this week's Retro Pop Reunion. It was the first year we met Bryan Adams, Bon Jovi, huge albums like Purple Rain, Born in the USA. Apple introduced Macintosh, the very first MTV Video Music Awards. We're going to fit as much as we can in on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion special, All About 84, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Happy hour at Lake City Social in Wisconsin Dells means half-price beer, wine, and cocktails. Order your favorite beverage at this delicious discount at the bar or lounge only, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m., and all day Sunday. Lake City Social is the place for tasty appetizers like stuffed mushrooms, cheese curds, and their signature duck bacon rangoons. Save $3 on every appetizer during happy hour at the bar or lounge. Lake City Social. Be social. Eat local. LakeCitySocialWI.com.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, a few foggy areas as well, lows in the upper 30s. For the afternoon, we'll look for a mostly cloudy sky, your Saturday high in the mid-40s. Maybe a shower Sunday once again, highs in the low 40s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 39 right now.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
99.7 Max FM.
Say it.